brought to you by Penguin.
You with a View by Jessica Joyce. Read by Kyla Garcia.
Graham, I got all your signs that you were with me while I wrote this. I love you further than forever. 1. I wake up to 2 million views. I don't know it at first. With my eyes closed, my hand traverses the obstacle course of cups, food wrappers, and chapstick tubes on my nightstand to find my phone. All I want is to know the time. Or maybe I don't. From the sunlight piercing my screwed-shut eyelids, it's embarrassingly late. My fingers wrap around the charger cord, and I drag the phone across the nightstand, knocking the chapsticks down like bowling pins. Whatever. Future Noelle can deal with that mess. I finally get a hand on my prize and illuminate the screen, but instead of the time, my bleary eyes snag on an avalanche of TikTok notifications. Even as I blink at the astronomical number, it keeps ticking, growing by 5, by 17, by 42. What the hell? I croak. Then I remember. My video. My already sleep-weak grip fails me, and the phone drops onto my face. The door flies open at my pained howl. Through watery eyes, I make out the general shape of my mom. Noelle? What in the world? If this were a sitcom, this is where it would freeze. On me, 28 years old, rolling around in my childhood bed, blinded in a freak iPhone accident after going viral on a social media app meant for teenagers. The only thing that doesn't make me want to die inside is how many people have seen this video. My heart skips a beat. Maybe even the right person. I knife into a seated position, my fingers pressed against my aching orbital bone as I fumble for my phone. From the doorway, Mom watches in bafflement, decked out in Peloton gear instead of a power suit. Must be Saturday. Are you okay? Brown eyes that match mine slide to the bike in the corner of the room. On the wall, a neon sign cheers, "Be awesome." I can tell she's dying to turn it on. I wish I could tear it down. Nothing like waking up to aggressive positivity every morning when you're a grown adult who had to move back into your parents' house after getting laid off from a job you didn't even like. Yes, Mom, I'm great, I sigh, a headache blooming. Just dropped my phone on my face. Sorry, sweetie. Hey, since you're up, I'm going to get a quick ride in. She says all of this in one breath, already at the bike with her special extra-loud shoes in hand. The number of times she's woken me clacking across the hardwood these past 4 months can't be counted on all my appendages. It's not her fault she turned my childhood bedroom into a shrine to her $2,000 bike, though. None of us anticipated I'd be here again. Do your thing. I burrow back under my duvet and pull up my account on TikTok, my heart pounding. Right there, on my latest video posted just over a week ago, is the number of views. 2.3 million. There are over 400,000 likes and 1,600 comments. Holy shit! What the hell happened? When I fell asleep at 9 last night, I held steady at a paltry 80 likes and, most crushingly, no comments. My expectations were low, but they should have been lower. I created the account last September on a bored whim, then started posting my photography after seeing other photography accounts take off, though no one gave a shit about mine. But hope starts with a seed, right? At least, that's what my gram used to tell me with a wink. I keep all of the advice she gave me tucked in my pocket for when I need it, which was often before her death, and near constant now that she's gone. She was a fixture in my life from the start, the person I turned to when anything happened, good or bad. It's unconventional to call a grandparent your best friend, but Graham was mine from the time I knew what best friends were. It took 2 months after she died before I could look at pictures of her without instantly crying. I have a voicemail of her singing happy birthday that I can't listen to, even 6 months later. But this video, the one that now has millions of views, is as much a love letter to her as it is a question to the universe. Or a plea. When you find out your grandmother...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?